Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our program this time with our usual solar report, which is acknowledged through the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity has now plummeted to a low level, which is the lowest it's been for some time. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 116, that's 116, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 68. And those figures are expected to decrease even further in the immediate future as we move into or out of the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24, and it's understood that cycle 25 will be starting to appear very soon. So high frequency propagation on long haul multi-hop paths, on darkness or semi-darkness routes, on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will continue to be unreliable, but daytime paths or daytime circuit paths or transmissions over long distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will be satisfactory. Now, it's winter here in Melbourne in Victoria, very close to the South Pole, so they say. The shortest day arrived as predicted, and some excellent propagation was observed on 6, 7 and 9 megahertz up to 3 hours past sunrise. And this type of reception is traditionally observed here in Victoria during our winter months. This is a summary of some notable items I noted in the time span from 22:30 to 01:30. That's 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. here. Now these frequencies are regarded as notable or important because many of these channels are rarely or ever audible here during these time spans. So let's have a look at the first segment, 22:30 to 2300, 41 metres, 7315, China Radio International from Kashi with its Esperanto service. 7485, the BBC from its Nakhon relay station in Thailand with English. And 7495, Radio Algeria, from the Issoudun relay station in France, in French. Now, 2300 to 2330, 49 metres, 41 metres and 31 metres, quite an assemblage of channels there. 5865, Radio Farda, in Persian, from the Kuwait relay station. 6050, the Xiang People's Broadcasting Station in China, and Lhasa Broadcasting in Chinese. And 6075, Radio Free Asia, from the Kuwait Relay Station, broadcasting in Tibetan. That's an interesting frequency usage for the Kuwait service, beaming transmissions back into the eastern area, into the Chinese area of Tibet. 6090, Radio Kaduna, or Radio Nigeria in Kaduna, the domestic program. And 6105, Radio Taiwan International in Taiwan with its Chinese service. And 6190, an interesting signal from China. This is the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station from Urumqi, signing on at 2320 in Mongolian, very rarely heard here in Melbourne at that time. in the 41-metre band, 7230, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with its programmes in Azeri, and 7270, Taiwan, station known as the Voice of China, broadcasting in Chinese, and 7310, another frequency for the Yixiang People's Broadcasting Station from Urumqi in China, in Chinese, and 9510, an interesting signal from Tatra Radio, broadcasting from Nauen in Germany, the big relay station there, with programs in Asian dialects. Further in the 31-metre band, 9555, Radio Free Asia from Dubai in the UAE, with its programs in Tibetan. That's another interesting frequency choice for the RFA Tibetan transmissions. And 9590, China Radio International from the Kashi station in China, with its programs in Spanish. And 9685, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. 9690, All India Radio with its English service. And 9800, another frequency for China Radio International, again from Kashi, in Spanish. Now, between midnight and midnight 30, 9390, Ibra Radio, the religious broadcasting station, transmitting from the relay station in Tashkent in Uzbekistan, with programs to Asia in Bengali. And 9660, another channel for Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. And finally, 0100 to 0130, 9845, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Turkish. So quite an assortment of reception notes noted here or observed here in Melbourne during our midwinter period. And if you're hearing this program and you are located in the southern parts of Australia, particularly in Victoria or Tasmania, this type of propagation, this type of reception will continue right through until the end of July. Station news now concerning international broadcasting operations. First of all, European monitors report the following. Voice of Greece in Greek is currently on the air via a single transmitter. It seems to be using 9935 and 9420 or 11645. From signing on at 1000 and through until around about 2200. Palau, a frequency change imminent for THWH, that's the KWHRI transmitter in Palau. The frequency planned is 11870, 1500 to 1600 to Southeast Asia in English on Saturdays. And that will replace 11955. Additional transmission of the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service via Babcock relay facilities. 1200 to 1215 on 17820 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan to Southern Asia in English on Sundays with the transmission known as the Eternal Good. Some information also from Europe. This is acknowledged to the Radio Bulgaria, the DX blog. I've been hearing the Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation back on shortwave in Swahili languages, or Swahili language, using 11735. It's apparently been off the air for some time, but it's been noted recently in the period 1500 to 2100. But some sideband interference from Radio Belarus in Minsk on 11730. And other information from the Bulgarian DX blog. Additional broadcast of Bible Voice Broadcasting. 15510 Tashkent in Uzbekistan, 1230 to 1300 in Korean, and 1530 to 1630 9580 also via Tashkent in Nepali, and 1000 to 1057 on 9865 to Asia in English. Now, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran has been making some frequency changes and schedule changes. Some of these noted in Europe include the Kazakh service, 0123 to 0220 on 9430 and 15715 between 0923 and 1020. New transmission is 1523 to 1620 on 9800. That's to Central Asia. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.